G'day and welcome back to the shed of basketball truth that is Studio 3. We are back from a little bit of a break, a few different bibs and bobs on away from the mic, so we're back to a weekly show now. So thank you to those who've stuck around and seen us through these little occasional gaps that we've had. Very much appreciated. We're back with some basketball. We've got some NBL 1 awards, North awards to talk through, some NBL 1 semi, NBL 1 North semi-final predictions to make. And we've also got to talk about a certain amount of games that were played, about 200 of them, and a cap season that wasn't. It's over. It's over now. But some good news sprinkled in there and around it. And then, of course, some local card shop of Woolloongabba / Mermaid Beach. Crack 'em. And this week I have the one, the only, the Mr. 200 himself, Mr. Anthony Kopskis. How you doing, buddy?
Good, buddy. Great to be back. How are you doing?
Mate, much better. I'm all better. All better. All good. No dramas. And having you back on the show is just, it feels right. Feels right.
Oh, doesn't it?
Especially after the last few local card shop of Woolloongabba Crack'em attempts. It's look, I'm going to put this out there early. It's nice to be back working with a professional. Oh, I hope.
Hopefully. Yeah, look, I could be a bit rusty here. But,
well, yeah. Indeed. And we've got the crucible that is Team PAX. So I popped back down to the local card shop during the week, during our time off, and I picked up a buck set. So I'm going to give you the exact same crucible that young Mr. Christopher and Mr. McIntyre have been put through. So, it's
a little bit of pressure. Hopefully it'll be a good one, and I've got my thinking hat on. So,
look, fingers crossed, mate. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
But look, we'll see how you go. And look, it's just do your best, mate. Just try your best. That's all you can do.
It's all you can really ask. Yeah. That's it. So, yeah. I'll give it a red hot crack.
Red hot crack, attaboy. All right. Well, mate. Look. It's been a minute since we've had you on, and of course you ended up with an absolutely gorgeous jacket not that long ago for the 200 games. Mate, just congratulations. It's a huge number for the same club. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, it's obviously been quite a long time coming. I definitely, when I first started, had no thought or ambition to play 200 games just for the Capitals. But yeah, it's been such a great ride, and everyone's embraced me so much. So it's been wonderful to be able to do it for one club.
Yeah. And that's the really impressive, part for me, is that, that one club man sort of thing. It's, you do occasionally see people able to, rack it up at a couple of different spots, but the one club, but it's, that's gotta be special, getting down to Auckland Flower every night.
Yeah, it's really cool. I feel like you kind of brought up with that kind of mentality coming from the country, where you really just don't have the options either to run over and go somewhere else. But it's like a really, I don't know, since I was a kid, obviously, like, just kind of felt like a community, and that's where you kind of embrace it and get after it and stay with your, like, little tight-knit community.
Indeed. And, hey, Vikings represent, right?
But
once a Viking, always a Viking.
Yeah, big shout out to Nate Martin, who hooked me up with a Vikings pack when he came up and watched my 200th game. He gave me some Vikings merch that I've been wearing around, and very good stuff. Coast to Coast definitely delivered with their Vikings merch.
As they have done since we were juniors.
Yeah, I know.
If it ain't broke, right? Don't bother fixing it if it ain't broke. Look, speaking of plugs, now we've done the 200 chat. We've got a little bit of news for the show that been holding back for a little bit, but we've got ourselves an extra sponsor. So we've got our sponsor, the local card shop of Woolloongabba / Mermaid Beach, for our Crack'em segment. Now we've actually picked up another another sponsor, just a general sponsor that do amazing work. It's PCR Digital for all your internet marketing needs. Give them a look, PCR. They do amazing stuff. They're coming on board to help us out here at Ball Don't Lie. Give them a Google search. It'll come up. PCR Digital. They do amazing stuff. And they're thank you for coming on board here at Ball Don't Lie.
Mate. Yeah, very exciting. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, look, you know, building as always. Moving on up. Moving on up. Let's go. Let's do this. But look, from that positive note, let's just rip the Band-Aid off. The cap season that was slash sort of wasn't quite up to everyone's
high hopes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. You know, just like happened to the girls' cap season, injuries, you know, really got in the way early for you guys. And made things incredibly difficult when Stoddy and then Lockie Den, of course, they both had those injuries. You know, things got awful thin at that guard spot. And, you know, you guys just had to stretch and it didn't always work. Unfortunately, season ended before the playoffs.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't what we anticipated going into the year. And it was a bit of, like, with the injuries, it kind of hurt our continuity and kind of getting into a rhythm, like we started to see in that win streak that we had there once we started to get everyone back. It was an odd season. There was a lot of different characters and some egos got in the way here and there, but for the most part, it was enjoyable. It was just, a little bit disappointing with where we ended up. But from where we started, it was quite a quick turnaround, that midpoint of the season when we started to get Moores in and Lockie Dent back. So, and then adding Stoddy as well. But never really had the whole team even then, because we only had a couple weeks and then GPAP had a holiday that he'd booked with his family, so we missed him for like the last 4 or 5 weeks of the season as well. So it was a bit of an up and down season, but still we achieved a little bit, but definitely higher expectations on next year.
Well, you know, you got to come back for at least another one. Get close to that 250 mark.
Yeah, someone told me I was going to make 300, and I was like, I don't know if I'm playing that long.
I like to think I'm more to you than just someone, but anyway.
Multiple people there now, sorry.
good. As long as it's not just me, that's fine. Mate, look, some positive news has definitely come out of Capitals squad though today, with Matty Johns returning to the Bullets.
Yeah, big shout out. Good to see a good guy like Matt getting another run around as a DP there. Hopefully, he just keeps developing and keeps generating himself into a better player. So just keep leveling up.
Yeah, absolutely. I do love his mentality throughout the season when I was able to go on the road with you guys. Was if he'd have a bad game, he'd then go and hit the gym and have a workout. Like that is just totally the opposite of what I would do, but that explains why I'm here doing this and he's, you know, running around for the Bullets. But, absolutely cracking, and, you know, it's really – to be able to see that other side and, you know, that just pure raw, you know, this is what I got to do, and just gets after it. That's you know, absolutely amazing for the Bullets and for the Caps.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. And it's great for Matty. He's a great kid. And hopefully in the years to come, he'll be on a full contract and getting proper minutes in the NBL.
For sure. For sure. All right, mate. Look, week it was. Last week we had the NBL One North Awards. We're all given out, and look, I got some right. You know, I came up a little bit short on some others, but I got more than Macca. So result there. on my predictions. But look, let's start with the big one. Let's start on the men's side of the draw. Jason Kadee, former teammate, good mate of yours, came home with the chockies of MVP.
Yeah, look, I thought there was three guys that kind of deserved it, and but Jace, in my mind, was like the clear odds on to the point, because as a captain in the NBL one, you get a vote as well. So I probably couldn't have been in that at last episode because I got swayed a little bit. Mm-hmm. So Jace was my pick for the MVP this year. He just, some of the stuff that he did on the court and the way that, as much as their team is quite top heavy, they're also, like, compared to your Ipswiches and your Logans and the like, they don't have the most stacked squad in the league, but they just all function really well, and it's because of how Jason leads that team.
And I think that's the really important thing that some people either aren't aware of or find it easy to forget is he really is that genuine leader. And everyone I've spoken to, you know, it's almost like having another assistant coach or coach when he is, when he's playing on that role as team, because he's, has that high IQ and really makes sure that everybody's doing their role and is trying to lift everyone up as he goes.
Yeah, like, don't get me wrong, Peach is a great coach, but Jason makes his job really easy. So, like, to have someone of his caliber and his stature on your team makes it really easy as a coach. Like Shawnee can attest to it in the COVID year, a lot of the time, like out of timeouts and stuff like that, Jason's got a play that he wants, or when it comes down the stretch, you can just rely on the guy to make really good decisions.
For sure. Well, speaking of Peach, the Tenerfield Saddler himself came home with the Coach of the Year. Roller's doing a sweep of those two awards. And I do hear a lot of people who end up with the Rollers. A lot of it is playing with Kadee and to be coached by Peach, which is...
Yeah, he's fantastic. From everything that I've heard, he's really, really good. And yeah, him and Jace are best mates, and he's never said a bad word about Peach. So I was kind of almost surprised that they didn't end up giving him a shot with the Bullets at the end of last year rather than promoting Vandy. But yeah, I'm sure it's not far away of him getting a NBL gig if that's what he wants to do.
Mm. Yeah, well, I did a commentary gig for Stream Team AU at, was it the Southport School, where he's the coach of that team. And his team absolutely dominated there too. But it was that... You know, they got out to a big lead in that game, but it was also, he was, calm, collected. He wasn't, sometimes you see situations where, a team will get out to real lead and the coach, doesn't always show that level of class that you might expect. Whereas, definitely saw that, and I'll keep seeing it in different situations. So, classic Peach, what you hear is often true, which is nice. So nice. But all right, mate, let's flick over to the girls' side. And unfortunately for my pick, Michaela Roof was unable to get it done again this year. But to be fair, there was someone who really stood out, and we talked about it before the show. Who was it, mate? Got it done on the women's side.
Yeah, Courtney Woods. She was – I believe she was the standout of the competition this year. She came from down from Townsville playing off a ball, like the 2-3 position, and then took the reins as the point guard of the North Side team and really embraced it and came away with the MVP for all of her hard work.
Yeah, and has absolutely balled out for the Wizards, obviously, stacked, whatever word you want to throw at it, but she balled out all season and thoroughly deserves the award. It's one of those really hard things. It's not often someone you could genuinely say that someone doesn't deserve the award, but she's definitely one of those ones who, you put it up with the season she had, and it makes perfect sense. Even though she's on this Wizards team, she's balled out all season for them. She's been the driving force and has been there for I think almost every game as well, which has been good to see.
Yeah, 100%. She was fantastic. Shot the ball, like shot the cover off the ball, and then also getting like six or seven assists a game and 7 or 8 rebounds. You know, she just filled the stat sheet, and then I think she was one of the league leaders in steals as well. So you can't really look too far past her if you're looking for the best player on the best team. So
exactly right. And Rocky came away with the Chockies for women's head coach.
Yeah, big turnaround since last year. Like, obviously, quite a different team with McSpadden being one of the sole people that had rolled back around for this year, at least of the main girls. And then they brought in two really good imports this year with the with Sam Bowman and Lauren Hurd.
Mm-hmm. That's all I've heard. Yep.
Yeah. They were really good, and I like them for a potential little sneaky run into the maybe getting the NBL One North.
Oh, well, we'll definitely get to that. We'll definitely get to that shortly. Excuse me. And Matt Kenyon for Defensive Player of the Year over on the men's side of the draw. Well deserved. What he does on the defensive end is, you know, it's not the only facet to his game, but it's a big part of it. And he did do that well for Rip City.
Yeah, 100%. He's a tough guy, like a really good guard, and yeah, just works his ass off like no tomorrow. So he was well deserving. And with Erin Bowman in the women, we saw her firsthand up in Darwin. She just puts the clamps on. She is, hard to beat, long, athletic, picks pockets and block shots at the rim. So she's, if she hadn't got injured on that road trip, I think Darwin girls would be in a very different position.
Yeah, totally agree. Shout out friend of the show, Erin. It felt like, that was... It ended up feeling like, that was their season right there in that one injury, because they were such a just a solid team unit that worked really well. But you take out that big piece, and they just couldn't replace it. Obviously,
she was the main creator on that team, and obviously once you pull that out, it makes it very difficult to get the shots that you have become accustomed to.
Yeah, and they were able to get it done up in Darwin against the Wizards without AJ Johnson, but unfortunately that wasn't the norm for their time without Erin, and ended up coming up a bit shorter than obviously what they were wanting for the season with Darwin, but nice to see Erin getting the Chockies on that award nevertheless. And we got female youth player of the year. Lulu got up.
Yeah, you got your pick.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I personally was for Alex Fowler. She's a bit older than Lulu, and props to Lulu for getting the award. She's 17, I think, and she's just signed to a high level D1 school, which is fantastic for her. But yeah, I thought Fowler was a shoo-in for the award with the way that she played. I thought it was more impressive just with Fowler coming in halfway through the season. She only got to play a couple games with Steph Reed and Kate Gaze, and then those two were out injured for the rest of the season, and she really kept them competitive and ended up them making into the playoffs, where I really, without those two, I didn't think they should have made it. She really carried them through that stretch. So I thought she deserved it a little bit more, not to take anything away from Lulu or from Shanice, who was the other runner-up.
Yeah, well, let's balance it right out. And, Lulu, I think Lulu definitely, she was my pick. So, yeah, happy.
Yeah, stick
happy
to your guns.
Yeah. Happy for her to take it. So there you go. Balance in the awards. All right. And, of course, final one was the Men's Years Player of the Year award, mate.
Yeah. I didn't quite agree with this one. It probably went to the most talented out of the three guys that were in the finalists.
Yep.
But I just Jalen Galloway leaves me wanting so much more. Like, the guy's an unbelievable athlete, really talented, and he shows up at the NBL level, but I feel like he just kind of, there's a lot of games out where you kind of watch him and he's in about first year for the majority of it. And that's kind of why I thought your Kai Statman or even Akola Gak should have got that award.
Yeah, look, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Incredibly talented guy.
If he plays the way that he can, I really think that Ipswich is probably going to end up winning the whole thing. But the guy he doesn't seem to really put it in at this level. And if I was his teammate, I'd be really frustrated for the most part.
Yeah, well, look, heard it here first. and of course, Gak, a little bit of a tough season because there was, so little ball and so many players to give it around to. And of course, yeah. Kai Statman with that Jason Kadee equaling 52 points throughout the season. I believe it's still the equal for the highest score in NBL, NBL 1 across Australia. That's really cool.
The QBL record is Cam Trigger with 70 points.
Hey, the Triggs.
I didn't witness it firsthand, but I've been told that he refused to get subbed out of the game.
See, I love that.
They were sending people to the bench and he was yelling at them, get back on the bench.
I'm on fire. I may never have another game like this again. Like, just let me, let's just really push the boat out. I hate it when, coaches, pull them early and stuff. Let them fire. What's the worst that can happen? Of course,
I believe they're up about 40. So
yeah, look, and career-ending injuries and all sorts of things can happen. But still,
let the guy cook. Let him cook.
Yeah, right. Let the kids witness history. Let the kids witness history. But anyway,
there's a history there for you.
Yeah, but we digest. All right. All right. Let's keep this thing rolling. NBL 1 North. We're up to the semis. It all happened fairly quickly. Quarterfinals can basically be summed up just like this. 1-4, positions 1-4 won the lot, in both the men's and the women's. Doesn't always break that way. Sometimes, especially up here, like we've seen last year, in that first year, where Cairns just worked their way through everybody and made it to the finals. Unfortunately, came up short against
Mackay. That was crazy, that run for them. Especially, it wasn't the fact that, their team should have really been higher in the ladder with how many NBL dudes they had there. But when they got to the finals, none of the NBL guys were playing. They were all injured, and they rolled through the number one seed that's only lost, I think they'd lost one game or they hadn't lost that season with Jeremy Kendall. Deba George threw the clock back and just had himself a little finals tear.
Did indeed, and it was a little bit nasty. In the sense of Logan's performance, they were done in the third quarter. Like it was pretty much wrapped, and they just couldn't get back into that game. They had a really good season up to that point, just a misfire and were run over by the absolute freight train that was Cairns. No major surprise like that, but also no super blowouts either.
The only one was Southwest ended up getting the best of of
Mackay.
Of Mackay pretty handedly. Like, it was a close game for the most part, but yeah, it was kind of expected that they get that W without Isaac White being able to suit up and play. So, yeah.
Well, it's like from, like John Guiner said, 30 points is hard to replace.
Yeah, 100%. And he's creating a lot for them as well. I think he averaged about 8 assists a game. So the guy was a top 3 player in the league. It's pretty obvious that if he's missing, they're going to really struggle. So,
yeah.
But they hung in there for quite a while there. So
yeah,
it was
at least till halftime. It was, things were still close, and they were within striking distance. If you know, but in the end, it just slowly started to build, and by the end of the fourth, it was it stretched a little bit. Unfortunately, in the end, for if you're a Mackay fan, obviously if you're a Pirates fan, yeehaw, off to the semis.
Yeah, 100%. And I've got quite a few good friends on the Pirates team, so I'm really happy for them to make that semi final appearance, and hopefully a grand final appearance. It's going to be tough work though against the Gold Coast on a Friday night.
Well, this is true. Two games of the week up here in the north this week with it being semis, so that should be fun. But Friday night. So let's get into predictions. You can have it first, mate. Who you taking? Don't be afraid to throw shade at former teammates because you got them on either side. Don't hold back here. Like, you know, get after it. Who are you going for?
We actually had a game tonight with one of the Pirates guys that will be on the roster, and they were saying how Gold Coast were unwilling to change the time to slightly later because a lot of the guys work, like it's being a semi-professional league, and they finish at 5 o'clock on a Friday. And it's going to be really tough for them to get down there by seven, like for the 7 p.m. game. And they were unwilling. So now I'm kind of rethinking my pick. But yeah, I've got to take the Gold Coast. They're just like, it's a bad matchup for I think it's a bad matchup for the Pirates, just with that their bigs are a bit less mobile than what you'd want guarding Jason Kadee in the pick and roll.
Yep.
I'll be interested to see if they run a smaller rotation. But yeah, they might struggle to play against that. But if Southwest get cooking, which I know they can really shoot the cover off the ball at times. And if Kai Woodfall gets into a groove and starts hitting big threes in trans, they've got a chance. But yeah, I can't see it really going their way unless they do really, really get hot and Benny Volkman has the game of his life guarding the guarding the on balls.
Hey, look, you can never count out a Cedar turning the clock back, lighting it up, just filling up buckets. Like you
have
did.
Seen the dude have a 50-point game in a grand final. So
yeah,
you know.
So you know, friend of the show. You just get the feeling they're going to need some, you know, special performances. But semifinals are the time to turn that stuff on. So, look, I like that there's a little bit of, Gold Coast trying to make things a little bit less easy. I get that. A little bit less easy. And that kind of stuff can, you know, it can motivate you. It can be 5 points. You know?
Yeah, 100%.
So,
and, it'll be – I'm ready for the – for the little niggly talk between ex-teammates in Kadee and Volkman. So I'm really excited to see who comes out on top.
Oh, yes. Can't wait. All right, so you're on Rollers.
Yeah.
Look, who you got, Mel? Look, give me some Rollers. But when we had Benny Wilson on, before the season even started, Pirates were my sneaky – you know, league pass, they're going to light it up. They're going to cook some teams, sort of pick and really get things rolling. They've outperformed that pick. Look, I'd love to see them, you know, keep going. I think that's a little bit of that, not certainly an underdog story, but coming up against the Rollers. Rollers are the champs from last year, so look, they're gonna. It's Gold Coast too. They come in with that little bit of a Gold Coast attitude. I think there's a little bit of with their fans for sure.
But, like a common expression that you had said, they're the champs till they're the champs no more.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, so. But look, I'd like to see the Pirates knock them off, but I just think Cadee and the Rollers. Just going to keep rolling, But I'd be happy to be proven wrong.
Which I'm very excited to watch that the matchup. So can't wait to sit down on the Friday night and watch that one.
Well, and that's the magical thing about this one. It's the only game on Friday. We've got 3 on Saturday, 1 on Friday.
Which... Yeah, thank God for the Suns playing on Saturday night, so you get a bit of a mix between the two.
Yeah. Otherwise, back-to-back-to-back, split screens, just trying to catch the good basketball. And unfortunately, unfortunately, what normally happens, you're watching the wrong game for the great bit, and then you switch, and then you just end up chasing the wrong stuff. But,
yeah, 100%. Good. You're like, oh, I heard there was a good play in that one. I want to watch it. And then as soon as you switch it off, bloody Todd Blanchfield dunks it on someone, and you're like, "Well, how was I meant to see that?" But
yeah.
Just going to keep on the Instagram.
Indeed, someone gets posted, something like that. All right, well, let's since we're with the man, let's skip over to Saturday night. We've got Logie Thunder versus the Force. Look, saucy matchup this one. Give me the Force. Give me the Force in this one.
Yeah, you're taking the Force.
I think it'll be tight, but give me the Force in this one. Who are you taking?
I think I've got to take Logan. Not just because you've taken Ipswich, but I like them more as a team than I like Ipswich. Ipswich is incredibly talented, but I just think Logan plays a bit better as a team. And if Jalen Galloway puts the clamps on, he could really make Sean Bruce's life a living hell, and that could really cause some issues for Logan. So I'll be interested to see. But yeah, give me Majok Deng for 35 plus to, and then for Logan to get the W. So I think he'll take the matchup of Deng or Kieran Galloway pretty to heart and get cooking.
Yeah, look. I just get the feeling Sobey's probably going to, have a Sobey-style game for 2 of his quarters. Light it up. And there's a little part of me that just can't get away from last game before the finals where Bruce just lost that ball and then in that moment, right in that moment. You know, the guy that the guy that Logan goes to in those moments just had himself a not great clutch style moment.
Sean Bruce with the assist to Jason Kidney for the game winner.
For the game winner.
It's not what you want. Down the stretch with you have the ball with 20 seconds left and the opportunity to close out the game, and then you just. Like, it wasn't even – he didn't get poked out. He just dribbled the ball way out in front of him straight to Jace. So, yeah. Look, that I forgot about that, and that kind of hurts my pick, but I'm sure he'll want to prove himself again. So the guy's pretty clutch when it comes down to finals. The guy, he has dominated the NBL 1 North for a long time. So
he has, and it's one of those things, if you're a Logan fan, you'd much rather he has a moment like that during the regular season.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Right now.
especially if you are genuinely a Logan fan and you're chasing that first men's chip. Couple of really disappointing games for them over the first 2 seasons when it got down to those uncomfortable moments. They came up short. down the stretch. But they've made the semis this year. Let's see how they roll. But as you say, they are a very good team. I do like the way they're just a balanced unit that really works well.
Yeah, they all know their roles and they execute them to most of the time to perfection. I'd be interested to see how Boston goes. I think he struggled a little bit from the field like the last couple games, but look for him to have a bounce back game where they're kind of concentrating on Brucey and Buck a little bit more, and he's off the ball, getting some open threes and really knocking them down at that high clip that we're used to.
Yeah, especially towards the start of the season, he really balled out to start the year off. So hopefully he can refine that form, especially, as you say, when some of those other bigger names are, you know, going to attract a lot more attention, you'd have to think. So, but yeah, all righty. There's our picks on the men's side locked in. Let's head over to the women's games, both happening on the Saturday, both happening at 6 p.m., so, yeah.
Jam-packed schedule. Get your two TVs out. None of this split screen. You've got to go the whole yard, and I'll be getting my TV that's in my bedroom out and put it in the living room, make sure I can see it all.
Nice. Well, look, let's start with a knockdown, drag-em-out fight that's going to be Logan Thunder taking on the Rocky Cyclones. One, it's going to be a tight one. It's going to be banging bodies inside. I think crucially, fouls are potentially going to play a huge part in this one with your Roofies, your Bowmans, your mixed pads, you know, rocking bodies inside, you know, really going for those, you know, filling it up with those close twos. How's this going to go? Because both teams also have quite a high block count on the season as well.
Yeah, like if you like defense, this is the game for you. This is going to be a low-scoring, like hard, gutsy, grinded-out game. I can't see go like unless Logan catch fire from deep. I don't think it's going to blow out at all. I think it'll be really, really tough and a real grind. Like Logan's defense is fantastic. They're super switchable and they've got Roof anchoring it. And then on the other end, Rocky are also super switchable and really big inside, and they both have games that are very inside out dominated. So it's going to be tough going getting those inside scores against like the likes of Spads, and then on the other end your Roof. So yeah, I'm going to give the coach of the year and Rocky the edge in this one. Just I like the underdog in this one, and I think they've got a little bit of fire in them, so I think they might be able to get it done.
Yeah, look, I like the Cyclones, but let's hedge. Give me Thunder. Give me Thunder in this one. I just think they can just find a way into this finals game. But love me an underdog story. Rocky's last couple of seasons, well, let's be honest, they haven't been great. Obviously, they've signed really well this season.
Yeah.
And they've put together a heck of a unit, hence why, you know, coach of the year. But, yeah, look, I'll hedge and go with Thundy in this one. But, yeah, Hart would love to see the Cyclones get it up and done. All right, mate, one game left. Northside Wizards versus Southwest Metro Pirates at over in Zilmere. This one will be from Northside home court. Who are you taking?
This one's going to be a barn burner, I reckon. This will be a fantastic game. It'll be really good to see how Courtney Wood's point guard skills kind of match up with Matty Rocci of Southwest. So, yeah, I'm really excited for it. I'm going to keep picking the team that came first in the competition to continue winning. So stick with that method of picking the heavy favorite to win. So I'm going to take
bear in mind, listeners, this is the same strategy I used last year and took a lot of criticism from you for doing it.
Worked really well.
Of course it did.
I think that they will just be too good. I could see there's a clear world where Southwest can get that win, and it's Matty Rocci really putting it to Courtney Woods and then at the other end just being too quick and agile and kind of using her speed and quickness and ability to score the ball. But it's just, it's hard to see it going into Southwest's favour with the versatility of their bigs that can kind of guard Leah Scott. And, I think Northside has it not in the bag, but they've definitely got a pretty good chance of winning that game. Unless Rocci does something special.
Yeah, it's the Matty Rocci question mark. For me, is that's where all the Pirates, that's where their season's going to really crunch down to. Can she have an absolute monster game that drags the team through? Look, it's Matty Rocci. Of course, she's capable of it.
100%. And like
Wizards are deep, as we've talked about. So,
let's see if the youth player of the year, Lulu, can get far and away from deep, and she can have another big game that kind of pushes them over the line as well. So, who you got, Mel?
Look, it's hard. It's really hard not to take the Wizards in this one. They've had a hell of a season. Look, I'm going to take the Wizards, but again, asterisks, caveats, whatever you want to put on it. I love the idea of Matty Rocci absolutely exploding in this one and really putting a stamp on it, and the possibility of that really stretching it out, and just love to see it go really tight. Another tight game for the Wizards. They've done well. They had a little bit of a stumble. Obviously, they came out and blew out for ages anyone and everyone. And they caught a couple of L's later in the season, but really found themselves a bit to finish and able to get over the line. And crazy to think as well that once upon a time Tiana was also in this lineup.
She only got that one game in before she went overseas, and then obviously the tragic news that her the breast cancer has kind of come back, and she's in not the best way. So prayers out to her again. We're really pulling for her. So
definitely, but crazy to think at the start of the season too. Like she was part of this unit.
Just add her into the mix of incredible players that they have on that roster.
Even without her, they're still very deep. They run their bench, and I think they'll get this one done. But never let the regular season rankings and positions, never let them completely sway it. It's finals time. There's one game, like we saw with the Darwin Salties men. Sometimes you're absolutely on absolute fire, and other times, you just can't buy a bucket. And that can hit any team at any point. So,
there's a lot of variance in 3-point shooting. So, some games can be all good. Other games, not quite the turnout that you'd like. So,
no. Well, you guys had that in the regular season against the Pirates. You guys shot amazingly from everywhere that night. Just blew them off the floor.
We did okay.
Did I? All right. Well, speaking of blown off the floor, I was knocked to the floor when I found out that women's captain for the Capitals, Anna Cameron, is hanging up the proverbial the kicks, the sneakers.
Yeah, young Anna Cameron is giving it up. So she's. I know, from my opinion, it's been fantastic having her in the women's program, like just being able to go on road trips and stuff with her and see her impact on the club. And I know that a lot of the young girls have really enjoyed having her there as a leader and just a friend that they can talk to, let alone like take away the actual basketball of it. She's a great inspiration for like that side and off the court as well. Being a doctor and everything like that, it's quite a nice pathway to show people that they can make it as well. And then on the court, obviously, she's a standout rebounder and a fantastic defender with like a bit of offensive game. So got to give her a little bit of love. So
a bit of an offensive game, mate. It's still there.
It's still there.
When she finds her spots, dang.
Yeah, she did go out with quite a great game. So she was a bright spark in a very tough loss for that last game against Northside. So it was really, really great to see that she still was putting it in for that one.
Yeah, definitely. And it will be sad to see some of our New Zealander listenership on those Caps broadcasts. Seeing some of them go,
Yeah, they might give me some love. I don't know.
Maybe not just for every game.
It might be a bit too late for them as well. It's a couple of hours difference, so.
Yeah, but Anna, it's been a pleasure having you around the Caps, and again, as to what you were saying, like it's really great to see Anna just give her time. To basically, anyone, if you're going to go up, you go up and talk to her and she'll just give you your time. And that's a really hard thing to find in this world. So thank you for that. And obviously you're an absolute baller off the court. To be honest, had to sneak one in.
No.
But all right, mate, enough love for Anna. Let's turn slightly and, see if we can give you a little bit of love with a little bit of local card shop of Woolloongabba Crack'em. What do you reckon?
Oh, let's do it. Yeah.
Let's do it. All right. So over the last couple of shows, we've had Macca through and, was it my mum's second son through as well?
Your mum's second son.
In whichever ranking you want to put that, number two, like Charity Shooter, overall favourite.
I did notice that, yeah.
Yep. That's he's made zero shots for charity. I'm sitting at about 50%. So
yeah, it's not a bad go at that either, Mel. That's
Curry-esque numbers,
especially when one's from halfway. So
exactly. But we gave them some packs, some team packs from local card shop. And unfortunately, let's just say they weren't perfect. They weren't perfect.
No, and you can't always ask for perfection. You can only ask for your best, so.
Well, yeah. I wasn't really looking for a fortune cookie response, but hey, that's fine. That's fine.
I'm just trying to be supportive of the guy.
So what I've done is I've gone down to the local card shop of Woolloongabba, and I also popped down to Mermaid Beach as well. Pop into the yard while you're there. Grab yourself a deliciously cold beverage.
Yeah, Macca was giving it some praise last week. So I'll have to, next time I'm down at the Gold Coast, I'll have to give it a check out.
Yeah, well, they do an amazing trivia night on Thursdays. If you are down on a Thursday, obviously that's probably more for your locals, but if you are, find yourself down there, absolutely amazing trivia night down in the yard next to the local card shop of Mermaid Beach. But I've got a team pack here, and I've got everybody a team pack of their own team. So Chris got a Warriors pack, Macca got a 76ers pack, and then Mr. Ben Simmons card.
But he's just been erased from his memory. Like, we'll give him a break. It's too traumatic.
And I get that. I totally do. I totally do. It's tough. But I've got you a Milwaukee Bucks pack, And I thought we'd give you the same sort of, you know, same sort of test, same sort of situation. I've got, what have I got here? I've got 12 cards. 12 cards. That's
okay.
Let's see how we do. We'll bust out the first nine, and then I'll give you I've got a couple of inserts there. We'll see how we go. We'll see
how we go. Are they from a few, like a bit of a variety of years, or are we talking like...
No. So I will give you that. They're all from Donruss 2022-2023, so the latest.
Oh, this year. Yeah. Very nice.
We'll see how
you
do.
Let's see
if
I can remember who was on my team this year.
Look, turns out it's harder than you think. For some. Let's see if you are in the many or the few category, though, mate. All right. So if we're ready to go, buddy, let's get into some local card shop. Crack 'em.
I'm ready when you are.
First one. Here we go. Given out annually since 2013, the Twyman Stokes Teammate of the Year Award honours a player.
Oh, it's Drew.
Drew Holiday, it is indeed. We'll put that in the win.
That's an easy one. I think he's won two, hasn't he?
I think he has, yeah. All right, going back.
He's apparently a fantastic human, in general.
Yes, him and his wife won another award recently as well.
I know they do a lot for charity, and they do a lot for black business as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure in the COVID year, he created a charity that he founded and it supports black businesses in the community. And he took that year off as well when his wife got diagnosed with cancer. So
The Holiday household's been through a bit of it, but come through super strong, which you love to see, obviously. All right, going back and forth with Devontae Graham on December 17, 2021, somebody got himself into a long-range shootout. The New Orleans guard nailed 8 triples and Milwaukee's playmaker canned a season-best 7. 5 of his makes came in the third quarter when he topped all players with 15 points.
I'm going to say Grayson Allen.
Atta boy. All right.
I think we've had that card.
We may have.
I think when I played Mappa, we had that card.
Quite possibly. Yeah. All right, card number 3. You're on fire, mate. When the calendar flipped to December 2022, somebody disregarded the cold and went on a sizzling stretch. Starting on December 1, the All-Star scored at least 20 points in 7 straight games, tying his career best streak. His red hot offense helped the Bucks win 5 of those contests.
Oof. In which December did you say? It would have been last,
December 2022.
Oh, God.
So remember, these cards come out in 2022-2023.
Mm. So it would have been 2021 December. Mm-hmm. Then I'd say Chris
Middleton. Chris Middleton is correct, and subconsciously I already had that in the you've got this in the stack of ones you've already nailed. So
because when I was thinking about for some reason I was like, oh, if this was last year, I don't think he was playing in December. But yes, now it makes more sense. I'm back on.
3 players averaged at least 30 points during the 2022 playoffs. Somebody, Luka Doncic, and...
It's Giannis.
It's Giannis.
Yeah, you can't...
It's Giannis.
Yeah.
It's
good for him. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Putting one of his first NBA paychecks to good use, somebody showed appreciation to his mother and bought her a new home. From living in apartments my whole life, the Milwaukee youngster...
Is it Marjon Bochamp?
Bochamp, it is. Yes. Rated rookie card.
I like him. I think he could be pretty good. We'll see what happens. He had a couple good summer league games, mm-hmm. and then he really dropped off a cliff.
Yeah.
I think he went from... He was averaging about 20 a game, and then he had 2 consecutive games where he scored 6 and 8 points. So I'm not super worried.
Oh, well, you guys are coming off that playoff high of last.
Oh, yeah.
Still too soon?
Yeah, no, it's fair.
It's fair.
It's really
okay.
Fair.
Okay. Yeah. That's good because I wasn't going to retract it. All right. No, next card. Slowly but surely growing his role in the rotation, somebody reached his playing time peak in 2021-2022. The 3-and-D wing set career highs in minutes per game, 26, and starts at 19, while helping guide his team return to the postseason that earned him a lucrative extension that kept him in Milwaukee.
Ooh. I'm thinking it's Pat Connaughton.
Thinking, that's right.
Yes.
That's right.
You know he got drafted in baseball as well?
Yeah, dang.
Yeah, he was a pitcher. Yeah. Pitched about, I think he pitched about 96 or 97 miles an hour.
That's impressive. Well, yeah. In this particular card, he's flexing both, you know, putting on a bit of a gun show. And, yeah, I can see it from those shoulders.
Yeah, and then there's a video of him. I guess he was a bit nervous and a bit rusty, but he did one of the first pitches for someone, like the Brewers, and yep. He did not pitch it over the plate. And I was like, oh, mate,
played
D1 college baseball.
What's going on, buddy?
Yeah.
What's going on?
These things happen, though.
Yeah, they do. They do. All right. Next card. Here we go. After stints with Chicago, Washington, and New York, somebody found a long-term home in Milwaukee. I get peace of mind here, man, the veteran forward told Fox Sports. I get to be my true, authentic self in my basketball career. I've never been able to be just me.
Bobby Potis.
Crazy Eyes himself, number Crazy nine. Eyes, let's
go. That's a good nickname, though, Bobby Potis. And they've got Bobby for president signs. It's the best.
I don't know, Crazy Eyes. That guy's isn't an animal.
I think I'd hate to play against that dude, but I'd love to play with him. He's just like,
oh yeah, he's
the most energetic dude in the world.
Mm-hmm. He's one of those guys. Love to have him. Hate to play against him. Like,
yeah. Except if you're Nikola Mirotic, probably don't love to have him.
Yeah, there's that. But you know.
Do you remember that? He punched him in the face and then Mirotic got traded.
Yeah.
That's a bit reminiscent of the Warriors situation.
Well, yeah. Jordan Poole, Draymond.
Yeah. Just took slightly less time than the Warriors situation to unfold.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah. Look, it happens.
Yep.
It happens.
It does. It really does.
But, you know, that's the funny thing, though. Draymond has such a clean sheet. It's, you know.
Yeah, he's never done anything wrong, I don't think.
No, certainly not. Not when you ask him. All right. With a talented roster led by a true superstar, the Bucks are set to contend for at least the next decade. That makes somebody a perfect fit, just like he did for years in Utah.
Oh, it's our boy, Jingling Joe.
I was going to say, I was just going to stop there. I didn't really need to read the rest, I was pretty sure. But yes, absolutely correct. Unfortunately,
off to the Magic.
Mm, which, hey.
I think it'll be interesting. I don't know what his role will be there, if it's that he's going to play much or if he's going to play or if he's going to be just a veteran presence. Like, he's a really good locker room dude and he's a fantastic basketballer as well. But, yeah, I think he'll make a good impression there.
Yeah, look, maybe they just want a three-point, you know, shooting coach.
Yeah, because their three-point shooting is for shit.
Yeah.
I think Paolo shot, I can't remember exactly the stat, but it was like 7% over a month for three-point shooting.
Look, you think that's bad until you see the jeans that he wore on the cover of Slam magazine. They were they're about on par.
Kuzma-esque.
Yeah, but I don't want to put that moniker, but yeah, kinda. It's like, mate, what are you doing?
being the rookie of the year. He can do what he wants.
Well, this is true. Yeah, he's not playing like Kuzma. But then again, Kuzma's...
I don't know. Kuzma played pretty well, yeah.
Yeah, Kuzma's getting paid a bit too because he's...
Him and JP are going to have a year.
That is one way to look at it, yes. There's one way to look at it. Yeah. All right. I've got three cards left, mate. Would you like... how do you want it? One, two, or three? Which one do you want first?
Let's go reverse order. Let's go three, two, one.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's got a production line, a net marvels, and then crunch time to finish. That's some inserts here. Let's see how we go. All right. Somebody destroys opponents nightly, getting to the rim at will, canning mid-range jumpers, and even showing a feathery touch. From downtown during the 2021-2022 season, the multi-time MVP. Oh,
Giannis, yeah. I was like, when they started saying, like, he's got a touch from three, I was like, oh, no, maybe it's not Giannis. Is it Brooke?
Well, remember there was that Ben Simmons-esque, was it preseason video that came out of him, like, lacing a few? And
man, he can shoot in the open gym. Like, if he's just shooting, he shoots the ball really well. It's just that confidence.
Giannis
actually,
or Ben?
Both. Like, yeah. Every NBA player, it's crazy. Like, Dwight Howard shoots... 50% from the free throw line, and there's videos of him at in practice making 97 free throws in a row, and you're like, what do you mean?
Yeah, it is genuinely crazy what the pros at that level can do when there's no one in front of them, there's no defense.
Yeah,
it's
a real mental game.
Classic shoot.
Even
around.
JJ Redick was talking about it, and he said that he hasn't picked up a ball basically since he retired. Him and his son went down to the park, and his son was like, how many threes do you reckon you can hit in a row, Dad? Hit 17 threes in a row with no warm-up.
Me and him both, mate. Me and him both. All right.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah, not accurate. Not accurate. He can do it for sure. Oh, there's no chance I could ever do that. But, yeah. But that's JJ Redick,
too. That many in a row. Yeah, I know. But he's been retired for 2 years.
This is true. This is true. And he was injured before he went. So,
yeah.
It was an uncomfortable end in that regard. But look, he's also been doing a good job for the most part.
Yeah, he's very good at his job. He's become one of the best analysts. So, not missing out too much.
Indeed. Anyway, two cards left. Let's do this. Somebody boasts an old school personality. I don't want anything holding me back. I want to look forward and be better, he said. That's why I don't train with other players. I don't want to be buddy with them. If we do this and then drink a coffee with them, can I go in the court and use my elbow against them?
Oh.
Mm.
Oh. I don't know. That's a tough one. There's a few people that I can think of. No clues at all.
Well, I can give small clues because you've come...
Just an itty-bitty one.
An itty-bitty one.
Yeah.
An itty-bitty one. Itty-bitty one. There's nothing itty-bitty about him.
Okay, so it's a big dude. Mm-hmm. It's... Oh, God.
He loves Skittles.
Is it? That means it's Brooke. Is that Brooke?
No.
Who loves Skittles?
Giannis.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Nothing little
like
about
he
him.
Hangs
He's huge.
Out with people. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh.
I know. I have heard that quote, but I didn't realize that it was him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm. Well, I've missed one.
You've missed one. Yep. Missed one. Yeah. To be fair, there was not much in that for you to get.
No.
And my clues were deliberately vague. Deliberately vague.
Hey, these things happen.
They do. All right. Last card. Here we go. Unlike cereal, somebody doesn't get soggy after a while. In fact, his most impressive play often comes near the end of games. Sharp as ever during crunch time, the superstar forward averaged 8.4 fourth quarter points in 2021. 2022 season. Only Kyrie Irving had 9.2 scored more. There you go.
Are these just all Giannis inserts? Or is this going to be Chris Middleton?
What would you like to lock in, mate? I've got a lovely crunch time insert here.
God.
Lovely. I can't. There is a stat on the front which I can technically read because it doesn't actually say his name, and it is more information on the card, so I can give you that. Per serving in 2021-2022, he had 29.9 points.
Oh, yeah, it's all Giannis.
11.6 rebounds, 5.8 assists. Yeah, Giannis again, mate. Mate, look at you
I didn't realize he scored so many in the fourth quarter of that year. But it makes sense.
Well, and the bit that I liked in that one was he was, what,
second to Kyrie Irving. Yeah, Kyrie was pretty clutch, though. Like, that guy can take over a game late. Mm. And he probably didn't play many games of that season either.
Well, there's that too, but...
was that the year that he was... not allowed to play because of COVID?
No, 21-22. It's Kyrie, man.
Like, yeah, 19-20 would have been the bubble.
Bubble, and then 2021, and then that season was 21-22. We still would have been at the Nets at that point, but
yeah,
there was stuff on and off, and then he was on and off, and then. To his credit, though, when he did come back after the different times he was off the court, he always balled. Like,
100%. You
know, in the short term, he balled amazingly. So,
yeah, we'll see how they go this year. Not a lot of defense, but, you know. Yeah.
We'll see how they go. We'll see. We'll get to that show. We'll break some teams down later on down the – later on down the road. But, mate, that's going to wrap us up here today. You missed one, and it was
not too bad.
It was a quote. A lot of extra help was given to others. So, look, I'm going to leave the Crack'em King crown on your noggin there, mate. I don't think you have anything to worry about that. Like, not only did you get most of them right, you then were able to deep dive with, you know, details and different things.
Couple little facts, yeah.
Couple little factoids in there as well. So, look,
wasn't my most impressive performance, but it was up there, you know.
Well, look, it's not about
put in a good knock.
It's not about being perfect, mate. It's about giving it your best. And if you gave it your best, that's all you need to worry about.
Yeah, that's all you can really ask for.
Yeah,
so.
To quote the Crack'em King.
Yeah. Before we go though, now we forgot to do our grand final predictions, like our champion
of
the NBL One North.
The NBL One North. Now, this is a great...
Can you finish off with a little after-dinner mint?
A little bit of sizzle. A little bit of sizzle, mate. All right. Well, I'm going to go first on the men's side. You can go first on the women's side.
Yep.
From here, looking forward, give me the Rollers.
Yeah, I also have the Rollers, mainly because I have a little bit of insider information. I believe that the South Sudan camp is the same week as the Grand Final series, so that would rule out Majok Dang and or Dang Dang from that Grand Final series. But I'm not.
I honestly thought you were going to say you had a bit of a man crush on Jason Kidd, which I fully understand.
that as well. But yeah, with like if my pick goes with Logan and they get the win and get through, I think they might be in a bit of strife without their MVP candidate. Yeah. I could still see Ipswich doing it without Dang Dang just because they have so many guys. Mm-hmm. If they made it through, but yeah, if Logan get through and the South Sudan camp is on and Majok Dang goes to that, then I couldn't really see them beating Gold Coast.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tougher assignment. Because they work so well as that sort of team unit, it's a little bit like I could see it going the way of the Darwin Salties women's team this season without Aaron Bowman.
Yeah.
It just it was such a great fit that it was it was really obvious when it wasn't there. So look, we'll have to see how we go. But rollers on the men's side. All right, mate, who you got on the women's side?
I'm sticking with my underdog pick, and I'm going to take the Rocky Cyclones.
Rocky Cyclones. Sorry. Yep.
Yeah. Cyclones. I think if they make it through, they could just grind out another win like they had earlier in the season against Northside. So, and they did that on Northside's home floor as well. So I'm going to give Rocky the edge, and hopefully they don't make me look like an idiot and lose to Logan on Saturday, and then my pick's out by the semi final. So, but yeah, give me Rocky.
Give you Rocky. All right. Well, I'll swerve. I like Rocky in that sense, but go on, give me the Wizards. Give me the Wizards.
You're taking the two top.
Two number ones. Yeah. well, I was gonna swerve
for a reason.
I was gonna swerve and go with Rocky, but you went there first. So, yeah, look.
Yeah, but I feel like you did this last year when you nearly took the team that you didn't pick to win the semi final to win the whole thing.
Yeah, hedge my bets and
hedge your bets.
And yeah, either way, I came up good. So. It worked last year, didn't it?
It did. It did. So.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Hey, that's all right. It's all right. If it works, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
But look, should be good four games over this weekend, and of course, following weekend.
2-3 game series.
Yeah. If required.
Well, hopefully it is. I'd love to see a Sunday afternoon game to win it all.
Well, we haven't seen one yet in the NBL One North.
No, we didn't. Did Gold Coast beat Rip two games in a row?
Two games in a row, mate. Yeah, we haven't had a Sunday game yet. First, women's got it done. The Logan women's team.
Yeah.
Got it done first year. And Mackay men got it done first year. And Townsville aggressively butchered Logan last year.
Yeah, that was bad. Reminiscent of the 2019 Brisbane Capitals grand final win.
Mm.
Big 51-point dub over Gold Coast.
Yep. For sure. Huge game if you're a Townsville fan, those two games, though. Oh.
Yeah, they were on another level.
They were. And, Logan fans knew it. They were quiet by halftime.
Hey, and big shout-out to Alana Smith. I saw a stat today that she's one of, I think it's four people ever in the WNBA to get a stat line of, I think it was 17 plus rebounds, 2 plus steals and 3 plus blocks in a game. So doing things over there. So really impressive.
Definitely is. Absolute baller. All right, mate, that's going to wrap us up. Thanks again for jumping back on the mic and being here for the show. Always appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Mal. It's never a chore.
Oh, that's delightful. That's delightful. All right. Well, that's going to wrap us up here again. So, please do jump on the socials. Give us those likes and follows. If you are listening via streaming services that allows 5-star reviews, please do go ahead and do that. That stuff really does help. And, thank you again to Local Card Shop of Woolloongabba. Local Card Shop of Woolloongabba / Mermaid Beach and PCR Maps. Thank you again for coming on board, guys. Really appreciate you. And until you're listening to us again, just remember that ball don't lie.
It never does.